The 1920s land boom drew thousands of people to South Florida in search of real estate riches. It also spawned the creation of Martin County. Stewart was the northern outpost of Palm Beach County, and local boosters with some big ideas wanted a county of their own. Their plan went nowhere until someone offered to name a new county after the governor, John W. Martin. Rick Crary, a lawyer and Stewart native, is researching Martin's life. He says Martin was an ex-tobacco salesman with a fourth-grade education. He studied law at night before becoming mayor of Jacksonville. Boomtime boosters in Stewart envisioned a port here that would rival Jacksonville's.
They planned to make Stewart the biggest port city south of Savannah.
How far did they actually get?
They did sell inlet bonds and got into a lot of debt. So apparently those plans didn't go far. Just like Picture City down where Hope Sound is was going to be the next Hollywood. They built the water tower there and had it all ready for Hollywood to move in, but nobody came.
Picture City, I've never heard of that.
Yes, yes. One of the Selznicks was involved. John Martin actually chased the movie industry out of Jacksonville when he ran for mayor. The Baptist Church runs Jacksonville. They didn't like the hooligans that came along with the movie industry. They were concerned about all of the chase scenes that were disrupting business. And worst of all, they were filming brothel scenes on Sundays.
Two strikes against them.
Exactly. Apparently, John Martin helped to chase the movie industry out of Jacksonville.
Chased it to California?
To Hollywood, yes.
You have really delved into the life of this man. What is it about him that interests you as much as it does?
Well, I've spent over half a century in Martin County, and I've heard his name almost every day of my life for years. I just woke up one day a few months ago and thought, all my life I've heard Martin, 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 and I know nothing about the man. I thought if there's anything out there to be found that maybe I could educate my fellow Martin Countyans, I'd go out and search for it.
No book was ever written about him?
No. Most of everything you got to find is in footnotes, a little bit here and a little bit there.
A while back, Rick Crary went to the Jacksonville Cemetery where Martin is buried.
First, I stopped at the office to ask where his grave was, and the lady behind the desk had never heard of him. And when I went over to the section where his grave is, I asked the caretaker to help me find it, and he had never heard of Martin. When I went to the state archives, even though I'd called before, they told me they didn't have anything for Governor Martin. I'd been told they had, so they searched for about 10 or 15 minutes, and they finally found an unmarked box with a few of his papers. The lady said, from the looks of it, I may be the first member of the public who has ever asked to see Governor Martin's papers.
After being governor, John Martin ran for statewide office again, but was never elected. In Martin County, though, he was the honored guest at functions a couple of times.
The people of little Martin County never forgot him. And they brought him back and they treated him like he was governor all over again.
I bet he loved that.
I'm sure he did. There's pictures. He looks very happy. Stewart never did become the big port city, and Martin County never did become the most important county on the East Coast. But Martin County really became something far grander. It turned out that Martin County really is a marvelous legacy to a man who might otherwise have been forgotten.
Rick Crary says Governor Martin gave what might have been his final speech in Stewart in 1958. He died 3 weeks later. For 88.9 FM, this is Janie Gould.